and welcome. I called order Willis City Council regular meeting Tuesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Bottom?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Mayor Cobb?
Here. Thank you. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requests or changes by staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor.
Thank you, Council.
No.
No.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move item number 13, Councilmember Reports, to just past item number 4A, if I could. Would you like that in a form of a motion or consensus?
No, I think it's consensus.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Item 4A is to consider acceptance by motion of City Council November 25th, 2014 agenda with item number 13, is it moved?
Yeah, item 13, yes. Councilmember Reports.
I'll move to approve as amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. And item number 13, Councilmember Reports. Anybody like to start?
You want to go first? Want me to? Okay. I got a couple of items for the library board. The business is doing well at the library. The new computers are working out well. Jody was able to secure a NorthNet Library System Fund grant of $1,000 for staff development and training. Many times you see with smaller libraries, they don't have a line item in the budget for staff training. So kudos to her for getting that. So the staff will be getting trained later on. And Thursday, December 18th, they will have a Christmas open house during the day until library closes at 7 p.m. So that's about it. That and the Friends of the Library will have their raffle going on at the craft fair on December 6th. So everybody come buy lots of tickets to help support the library. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. Larry?
Just that we have the Christmas light parade coming up. And if anybody in council knew or old wants to get a float together, we do have a golf cart out there for the parade. And that's December 6th, and Santa Claus is going to be there, too. So,
candy?
Candy, yes.
Okay.
Candy where? I attended an Economic Development Commission meeting along with Councilmember Mello, which was a continuation of, it was a normal meeting date. They'll be meeting again in January, I believe, talking about the consultant had this emphasis on ag economics, and they're continuing down that road with committees being formed for large ag, medium-sized ag, and then general business. And so they'll continue to work on developing strategies to help with those kinds of businesses. And they said the biggest need right now in the county was for warehousing refrigerated storage. So they're looking for several people that have a need for those particular things. So, but they have also have some leads on some things. Orland Airport has some space, some other places in the county. So it was interesting to hear how the Farm Bureau is getting very active there. So it's all, that's a good thing. Also, the next LAFCO meeting will be December 8th. And since you and I are the member and alternate, so I talked to the secretary there and advised her that we would not be on the roster. She felt that there wouldn't be a replacement until the January reorganization takes place. So, but that she felt someone from the council may want to come and sit in on that meeting and just be in the audience just to hear what's there. So I'll, you know, maybe you guys want to work that out with the new council who might want to be in attendance for
that
meeting. I have the packet. I have the stuff I can pass along to whoever wants to attend. Thank you.
Thanks. Gary?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, just this is Tim Salisbury, our finance director. It's a favorite part of the report. It's the Glynn County. I hear moaning. The Glynn County.
No worries, Councilmember Hanson. There's a baby that needs to be put to sleep.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. The Glynn County Transportation Commission and Regional Transit Committee meeting was last Thursday, November 20th. Mr. Domenichini and I represent the City of Willows on that, on those two bodies. Two items of interest. One major item of interest. A public hearing was held in a manner that was brought forth from cities of Willows and Orland to request to consider changing the update cycle of the regional transportation plan from a 5-year cycle to a 4-year cycle, and that's in accordance with government code sections. I won't repeat the government code sections, but the various government code sections involved. These were laws enacted by the approval of Senate Bill 375. And, of course, among other things, it sets requirements for the transportation sector to meet greenhouse gas targets and goals established under Assembly Bill 32. Anyway, along with that, the reason for bringing this before the Transportation Commission was if the 4-year cycle update was approved, it would allow the two incorporated cities in the County of Glynn to go to an 8-year update cycle for the respective general plan housing elements in lieu of the 5-year cycles that we're currently under. That would save the local government entities approximately $40,000 per update. So that was discussed over a couple of meetings. A public hearing was held. There were no comments at the public hearing at all, and it was approved unanimously. So that's good news for City of Willows, City of Orland, and the County of Glynn. Save a sizable amount of money for what basically is a general plan housing element updates, which statutorily, you know, formerly under the 5-year cycle, now under the 8-year cycle. So that's good. That's good government right there. So, and that this item was actually our city manager Steve Holzinger brought this, did the research on this, and brought this forward to the Transportation Commission. So good job, and it was approved, like I say, unanimously. Second item of interest: there's going to be a public hearing set probably in January in order to consider a structured slight fare increase for the proposed bus routes, fixed bus services in the county. The plan is to incur very slight long-term adjustment rates just to make sure that the fare box returns are met so we can continue the funding. So, like I said, that'll be a public hearing in January, and we'll go from there. So, other than that, that pretty much does the Transportation Commission report, Jim. So there you go. You're completely updated. Just wanted to make a couple of comments on our departing council members tonight. I'm very fond of both of these individuals, Vice Mayor Terry Taylor Vaughton and Mayor Jeff Cobb. Both have served admirably on the city council. Terry, you've been around the horn before in council stints. And Jeff, you were elected 4 years ago and have done absolutely fantastic work for the city of Willows. Behind the scenes, you're hard workers. You're very serious about what you've done. You've contributed wholeheartedly to the efforts in the best interest of the city. And Jeff, as a two-term back-to-back mayor here, many of you know, but for those of you that don't, the mayor and vice mayor are elected positions by the council, and they are one-year terms. Jeff has served 2 years as mayor and has served admirably, and Terry has served 2 years as vice mayor and admirably as well. But you're both very genuine people. You're terrific people. You're all about community service and community involvement in the betterment of the City of Willows. So I just wanted to acknowledge your service and thank you for your service and for your friendship and your guidance. Terry, you're a fiscal watchdog, okay? You're on it, okay? We're very frank and direct, and that's appreciated. I know I appreciate that, and I know our colleagues appreciate that as well. But you're a fighter for fiscal restraint, and your voice is heard, and your guidance has been outstanding and been heated in many cases. And Jeff, just what more can I say? Just a solid guy, stand-up guy, and you know, I just won't. And I really, you know, words can't really describe what I think about both of you folks. So, fine people, thank you for your service. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Felt. I do appreciate it, and I was not prepared to make any big speech tonight whatsoever. I think I'm just going to go out as I came in and say that it's been a pleasure working with all of you for the last 4 years in some cases, 2 years in others. I can honestly say that every decision that I made was truly for the betterment of this community, and it was a big learning curve. You guys got a lot on your plate. Now, maybe not so much for Jim, but Jeff, yeah, it'll come to you. We made some very difficult decisions that were not always the most what's the word? Popular decision, I guess. Yeah. And however, it truly was based on the betterment of this community. So, with that being said, who knows? Maybe someday you'll see me up here again. I don't know. Who knows what the future holds? But I have my Tuesdays off for my girls again, so I'm happy there. And I do wish this council, future council, good luck in the future. Item number 5 is to certify election results and swear in newly elected council members. Item 5A, pursuant to Election Code 10263, consider approval of a resolution confirming canvass of returns and results of election held November 4th, 2014. Authorize the city clerk to administer the oath of office to newly elected officials. And staff, before I hang up, thank you very much for all your support and help over the last 4 years.
Thank you.
Is, you know, couldn't have done it, none of this without it, each and every one of you. Okay? Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move the resolution titled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows confirming canvass of returns and results of the consolidated general municipal election held on Tuesday, November 4th, 2014 be approved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Item 5B, pursuant to Election Code 10265, City Clerk Natalie Butler will administer the oath of office to the newly elected City Council members Jeff Williams and Jim Yoder. Madam Clerk.
Okay, Jeff Williams and Jim Yoder, please step forward. Before we get started, I just wanted to say congratulations, first of all. And look forward to the next 4 years working with you. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to introduce your family members if they're present. So if you'd like to do that.
Jason Dahl. This is the first time in 12 years that I've had a full family that's been here. So I will start with my daughter, Stacy, my son-in-law, Armin. Of course, my wife, Kelly, Eric, my son, my future daughter-in-law, Christina, with my little baby inside there, and then my grandson, Roderick, who is 6 months old.
Thank you. My wife, Cindy, is in attendance. Go ahead. My son, Jeffrey, and my daughter, Jennifer, and my grandson, Braden, which you've probably all seen me push around town. Which is how I got elected. Thank you.
Well, welcome to all of you to the city. Okay, now before I give you the oath, I just wanted to ask one question. Prior history would allow me to ask this. Do either of you have any kind of contractual obligations that would keep you from taking the oath before January?
Contractual? No?
Okay. We'll go on. Thank you. Okay.
She's serious about that.
Well, you know. Okay, if you'd both please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Jim Yeagers.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And to the Constitution of the State of California.
And to the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
As a city council member for the City of Willows.
As a city council member for the City of Willows.
All right. Congratulations.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a 10-minute recess for the transition.